praise team to just be ready, because I want some singing to go on while we're doing some things here tonight. Understanding that there's a godly fear, we don't never need to lose that. Amen? There's a godly fear. And there's also an ungodly fear. The Bible says that perfect love casteth out all fear. So we understand that as Christians, we never need to lose that godly fear. It's not that God's mad at you. We respect God, right? We honor God. Amen. And I never want to lose that. There are several different, I began to look at the different types of fear. There's social fear, which is an anxiety disorder, which includes excessive self-consciousness in social situations. In other words, you avoid being around a lot of people. You have that fear of being judged. You have that fear of, you could just go on and on with that different fear that comes with that. Then there's what they call the fear of height. I remember growing up, raised in a carpenter's home, being able to, jump up on the walls of the house and putting rafters on and walking that floor. Now, I'm scared to get on even a ladder. Amen. I was coming off a ladder here just recently, and I don't know where it's these progressive lens or what, but when I got down to next to the last step, I stepped off, and it was a long step down. Some people don't need to be on a ladder. Maybe I'm one of them. There's a fear of flying. I've got scripture for this. The Bible says, lo, I'm with you always, not high. Amen. Somebody was going on the flight, and they said, Pastor, pray for us. And I said, I'm not going to do it. I don't have scripture for that. And I gave them that scripture, and I said, you're on your own if you get on that plane. Amen. So there's the fear of flying. There's the fear of enclosed spaces. One of my son-in-laws, he's back here. I believe he'll tell you he don't like crawling under a house, closed-type places, right? I don't know. There might be some others, that even during the Fatal Exit play, I admired Cheyenne for being able to get in a casket and close the lid on her, and I thought, Lord, a tight, closed space. That never has really bothered me, but yet I don't know that I could do that. And she did it. Way to go, Cheyenne. Thumbs up. Amen. Then there's the fear of insect. A bee flew in my van while I was going through the McDonald's drive-thru. I had a Holy Ghost meeting. The only thing was the Holy Ghost wasn't directing it. Amen. Then there's the fear of snakes. Somebody's going to help me preach now. Amen. The only snake I like is a dead one. They say don't kill black snakes. They kill the poisonous snakes, but they also will cause you to have a heart attack. Amen. So there's the fear of snakes. There's the fear of dogs. I never will forget as a child, I rode my bicycle to neighbors. And I pulled up on that bicycle. They had a bulldog. That bulldog tried to eat me in one meal. And the only thing that helped me is I had the bicycle between me and that bulldog. Amen. So naturally, I don't just get out of the house and run in without looking and seeing, are there some mean dogs around the place? Now, if you come to my house, baby girl may lick you to death. But other than that, not mad. Then there's the fear of storms. Yes, we've been through some rough ones, the Rainsville area and all around. And you know, and that's something that, you know, that I have sympathy for people. I know some people, they really have a real fear of storms. And I don't know, the Lord's helped me through storms. I just go to bed because I know that my name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and if my time to go, I'm going to go and go on to heaven. Amen. But it's real. The fear of storms is real. Then there's the fear of needles. I had 3 epidurals done just recently in the back, and they come in and they start apologizing to me, you know, if this is going to hurt. And I said, you're talking to somebody that's had shots in all my joints, and that's not going to hurt me. Amen. But I know somebody else that's in our setting tonight that gets deathly sick at the sight of needles. And Sister DeHart, raise your hand over there. And I never will forget taking our daughter to the dentist. And she went in, was going to be the brave one, you know, and she made it outside to the car hood and just laid over it, deathly sick. And it's real, though. I mean, I'm not making light of it. This is real. Then there's the fear of germs. And everybody, you know, there's so much things going on. We have hand sanitizer out here, and you know, and I think we ought to, you know, be wise in things and flu season and stuff. And Lord, our little old kids, they'll get sick at school, and they'll just spraying it through everybody. Everybody in the children's church gets sick, toddler time, the nursery, and everything else. And it's real, but yet there is people that have such a fear of germs. And then there's the biggie, the fear of death. Some people really have a fear of death. I'm not ready to die tonight, but I can tell you this, that I don't have a fear of that because I took care of something several years ago, and I'm saved. Do we have any saved people here tonight? But the fear of death is real, you know. I had someone just, you know, several years ago just got married, and we would preach about the rapture of the church, and it would just upset him because he said, I just got married, and I don't want the Lord to come back right now, you know. But anyway, I'll go on. Then there's the fear of failure. I pretty well conquered that one because I failed a lot. I don't need an amen there, Sister DeHart. Hush. Amen. Failure. There's the fear of failure. Then there's the fear of being alone. Some people have such a fear of being alone. Then there's the fear of the unknown. Oh, I've seen people that was just paralyzed because they had such a fear of the unknown. Then there's the fear of pain. And I've pretty well mastered that one too. But yet at the same time, I believe when you weigh all this out, we all should have a godly fear. But there's other fears that will paralyze you. And it will cause you never to rise to the fullness of God. And the Lord spoke to me last Sunday. And it's weird, you know, I'm there's nobody any more religious than a preacher right before a service. And I'm talking about it's, you know, you'll confess things that you've never done. But before the service, the Lord gave me this assignment for this Wednesday night. He said, you have that service that we can bring our fears and put them on the altar and leave this building without those fears. I believe that fear is one of the greatest tools. Listen to me. While the praise team is coming, I done told you I'm not preaching long. It's not as short as one service I preached. I got up and the Lord gave me about 2 or 3 words to say, and I said, you're dismissed, and everybody just sat there and looked at me. Amen. This is a little longer, but the reason is, it's so short, I wanted to make sure that we had plenty of time in this altar tonight. Because I ask you Sunday to think about those things that are tormenting you. As a dad, as a granddaddy, and I can honestly say that I didn't worry about my kids as much as I worry now about my grandkids. And I'm using that word worry, and don't get religious on me, because I know that we all, our concerns is for this generation, for our little ones. But we live in a different world. Now, if you want something to, I had to quit doing this for a long time. I would lay down at 9 and at 10 o'clock, I'd watch the Huntsville News. And I'm not telling you that you got to do this, but I'm telling you this, that if fear is tormenting you, you may not want to do that before you go to bed. Amen? But we live in a world that there's shootings. Nothing unusual. Every day, just about, you hear of another shooting that took place. Terrorism. And the list just goes on and on. If you want something to worry about, just turn on the news. Because I promise you, you'll find something to worry about. But tonight, I believe the Lord wants us as Christians to rise above that fear. I believe He wants us to put our children on the altar, put our grandkids on the altar, and say, God, You're bigger than this fear that I have. And You're able to take care of them even when I can't get there. And tonight, as this praise team sings, I told the Lord today, one of the fears that I have as a preacher, as a pastor, the Lord has blessed me. This church is such a miracle. I'm talking about He's blessed me going in and going out. Every way I turn, I can't outrun the blessings. One of my greatest fears as I'm getting older, Brother Gary, is I don't want to be a has-been preacher. You remember when Brother DeHart would preach under the anointing of God and this would happen and this would happen? I don't want to never be one of them. I say, Lord, go ahead and take me out. I don't want to be a has-been preacher. But some of you sitting under the sound of my voice, you worried about everything that you could worry about. And I'm not talking down to you, because it's so easy to do. Fear of your finances. I don't know what I'm going to do, and that fear has paralyzed you. Fear of your children, your grandkids, worried about them. But I asked you Sunday morning to think about those things that are causing fear in your life. And the assignment that God gave me was to give an altar service for the body of Christ to come and lay their fears at this altar. So while they sing, I'll be the first to get down there, because I'm human just like you. I have fear from time to time that I have to deal with. But I'm asking the Lord tonight to help this body to fully understand the love of God, because perfect love casts out all fear. And if we understand the love that our Heavenly Father has for us, I believe it's going to help us to overcome those fears. So while they sing now, I want you to come. I want you to lay those fears on this altar. You don't have to write them down, but you know what they are. We're laying them here on this altar tonight. And I feel the boldness of God to say tonight with faith that when you lay it on this altar, God's going to take care of that fear. He's going to remove that fear. And you're going to have the peace of God, the peace that surpasses all understanding. We lay it on this altar tonight. If you're not able to get down here, or you're not able to kneel, that's all right. Just right where you're at tonight. Lay that fear down. Give it to God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus.